Aurora Mayor Tom Marakas said delays to the Wellington Street underpass are unacceptable, as he called on Metrolinx to move forward with the project. The underpass was originally mooted by the provincial transit provider as part of ongoing construction works to bring all-day two-way service to Aurora GO Station. It would have seen Wellington Street East pass under the rail tracks, in a bid to minimize traffic congestion. But the provincial transit body has not provided a timeline for the project, with Marakas criticizing the delays in a letter addressed to Michael Lindsay, the interim president and CEO of Metrolinx. Without the proposed grade separation, the increased frequency of train service will result in prolonged closures of the rail crossing, shutting down this main thoroughfare for up to a quarter of the day, wrote Marakas. This level of disruption is unacceptable and would have severe implications for residents, businesses, and emergency services in our community. Marakas, asked about the issue during the January 14th Committee of the Whole meeting, said that Metrolinx is leaving us in limbo. It would be best for everyone involved if Metrolinx just came out and said, yes, we're doing it, this is when we're looking at doing it, instead of leaving us in limbo, said Marakas. Marakas added he would be meeting with the provincial transportation minister. We are consulting with additional stakeholders on infrastructure required at the Wellington Street crossing in consideration of refined train service plans and safety and traffic requirements, a Metrolinx spokesperson said in an email. In the meantime, the existing crossing will receive additional safety enhancements that will be implemented as part of an at-level enhancement program. Plans for the vehicular underpass have been in limbo for more than a year. In July 2023, Metrolinx representatives said there had been no timeline set for the project at a public meeting. Then in September 2023, Aurora Director of Planning Marco Romano told council that plans for the underpass were being reviewed. In October, a Metrolinx spokesperson told Aurora Today that the need for the grade separation is still being reviewed and assessed. With the project's future remaining up in the air, businesses in the area are facing an uncertain future, potentially facing closures. Development coming. Marakas also pointed to growth coming to the major transit station area immediately around the GO station, which he said will place additional strain on the roads in the area. There are several residential proposals at various stages of approval. A 545-unit apartment building on Bursey Street and a 600-unit apartment building on Metcalfe Street both received approval at the Ontario Land Tribunal. Council also approved a 193-unit apartment building on Centre Street. Several other projects are being considered, as well. In October, Aurora Council took a look at plans for 948 units of apartment housing on a 2.68-acre plot at 180 Wellington Street. E, just down the street from the Aurora GO Station. There is also another proposal for a 7-story, 97-unit building on 36 Industry Street. This development will place additional strain on the existing transportation infrastructure and further underscore the urgent need for grade separation to maintain seamless connectivity across our town, Marakas added.